This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not replace your own financial, tax, legal, or financial product advice.
Hey everyone, Glenn James here. Welcome to My Millennial Money Express. Today, I've got a good friend of the podcast, the M3 World, Jess Spendlove, and we're going to talk about money and meals and way we can maximize our money to make sure we've got healthy food at the same time, if that makes sense. Hey, Jess, how are you?
Hi, Glenn. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
No worries. So I guess you haven't been on M3X before. If we get to the point, have you got a couple of tips or three practical take-homes that we can use to maximize our food budget and also to try and keep healthy at the same time?
100%. It's all about a win-win. And I mean, I have a lot of points, but I've chosen maybe three of my favorites today. So up first, we want to plan and we want to prep. So the two kind of go hand in hand. So the first thing is spend a bit of time on the weekend or the start of the week or whenever works for you. Map out your week, map out your meals. It doesn't have to be super strict and rigid, not like to the detail or the amount, but you need to have a guide. If your head's in the sand and you're just winging it, you're going to be paying for convenience. So, and that has a price tag. So we want to plan and then the preparation part. Then we want to come home and we actually want to prep some things. So I'm a big fan of what I would call ingredient prep. So I like to have a few things prepped at the start of the week, which just help give me a bit of a structure. So it's not an entire meal because I like to have a bit of flexibility and I find a lot of people do, but it helps to have your colour there, like your salad and your veggies or your fruit preps for your meals and your snacks. Couple of options for your protein, maybe some eggs boiled, maybe some mince cooked up, maybe some chicken. So then when you're on the fly, you've still got things in the fridge ready to go that you've purchased at a good price, that you're sticking to your plan, but you can have a bit of flexibility.
Yeah, and I think that whole I've got to hack my behaviors and, you know, like everyone, if you get home late or you're running late at home on the way home and it's like, I've got nothing for dinner and I'm starving. Oh, we'll just swing by drive-thru. Yep. And I do the carbon offset, quote unquote, with my McDonald's. I'll have the medium quarter pounder meal, but I'll offset that with a Coke, no sugar. but we get lazy and we pay for it.
100%. And pay for it from our pockets, but also potentially like our health as well long term. So the alternative to that, I think it took me 2 minutes to make dinner last night because I already had my protein there and I had some salads prepped and I just had to warm something up and add a bit of like flavoring to it. So I added a bit of, what did I have? Extra virgin olive oil and some lemon or something. Literally dinner was ready in 2 minutes.
Yeah. And I guess the whole thing is, at the supermarket, yes, you can have some chicken, for example, and have ready, but it's going to the deli, buying it from not pre-packaged, not pre-crumbed and all that, because you will pay for that. So it kind of layers like ultimate prep, shopping from the deli, getting separate things and having that prepped. And then it's like, I'm at the supermarket, I'm buying pre-crumbed chicken from the freezer in the supermarket. So there's kind of a couple of edges to that sword, isn't there?
Definitely. And it's all levels and it's all about progression, really. So if you're someone who's always eating out, always buying, well, if you go to the supermarket and you buy the kind of half prep stuff, which is already going to save you from the buying things all of the time, or then if you want to take it to another level and save even more money, you're getting stuff which is pretty much as it is, and then you need to do all the processing. So there's definitely levels. And I think, you know, we always compare ourselves to what other people are doing. I think look at yourself, where you're at, know how much you're spending on food. That's an interesting eye-opener. And then just work out a way to be a little bit better with that.
And I did learn from you about the whole prep thing. And I just showed you before, you're at the studio, which is in my house. In my fridge, I've got three containers. I've got some cut up watermelon. I've got some cut up pineapple. I've got some cut up rock melon, or for the Americans, cantaloupe. And it's just amazing because since I've started doing that, if I get peckish of an afternoon or even after dinner, open the fridge, throw down, because I love pineapple, I love watermelon.
So good.
Summer and I just have some slices and it's nature's dessert.
Exactly.
And it's so bloody cheap and so good for you.
Nature's candy. And if I have any friends that are listening to this, it's a bit of a running joke, but they tease me for that. But it is seriously. And on the prep thing, like if you open the fridge and there's a whole watermelon there, well, that's a bit hard.
Totally.
You get home, you chopped it, it's in its little pretty container, you open it up, watermelon.
Love that. Now, the prep thing is just so important, and it speaks to your own managing your personal finance. If you're not prepped, money walks out. If you're not prepped with your food, money walks out, the weight walks in.
Exactly.
Basically.
There's a theme here, guys.
Yeah.
Bit of planning.
So planning and prepping, second point.
Second point, it's kind of a nice segue with the pineapple and the watermelon, is eat seasonally. So yes, we can get avocados any time of year. Yes, we can get berries any time of year, but you're going to pay for that. So if you are eating your fresh produce, which hopefully you are, we want you eating all the colors, you want to buy the things that are in season, and that's when they're going to be their best nutritional quality, but also the cheapest. So eating seasonally is a massive one, and that would be my second thing to focus on.
So at the time of recording, it's like end of October. Grapes are probably not in season.
Coming into.
Yeah, because yeah. I got to the counter the other day and scanned it. It was like $12 or $18 a kilo. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that's just such a big one, isn't it? Yeah. Buying in season.
100%. And I guess the second point to that is consciously being aware, because it's easy to kind of roll through the supermarket or wherever you're doing your shopping and just get the things that you always get rather than look around, see what there is, compare pricing. So I guess that to that seasonal point, if you always get the grapes, you're just grabbing the bag and throwing it in. But if we kind of stop for a second, look around, see what there is.
And a good hint, something in season is you walk straight into the supermarket, there's the big tub of them and there's a million of them.
Yeah.
So the grapes I bought was packed from a little corner somewhere in a little bag, but in a couple of months' time, they might be front and center for half the price.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's my second one. My last one, again, there was so many to choose from, but want to talk about snacks. And I guess that was because we were having a little snack before we came on here. So we thought it's a good one to chat on. Planning to snack and linking in with that first point. I see a lot of people, maybe they do the breakfast, maybe they do the lunch, dinner, hopefully they're cooking at home, but they just don't think that they're going to snack. And then all of a sudden, it's mid-afternoon, they're a little bit hungry, they roll down to the coffee shop, they might be getting a coffee or a tea or a kombucha or whatever they're getting, and next minute they're buying a muesli, yogurt and berries for like $10 or $12, or they're buying a muffin, which is probably $8 and not that great for them or whatever. So the point there with the snack, plan to snack, have some snacks, and also add that to your list when you're shopping, and then have that with you, because most people are going to want them and you're going to pay for
it. Yeah, because we do snack, most of us.
100%.
And why not put something cheap and healthy in your gob?
Exactly.
And as they say, prior preparation prevents piss poor pricing.
We love an alliteration here. All the M's, all the P's.
So there you go. So this whole thing about being intentional with our food means that we're actually intentional with our money. And because I always like to tell people, be active with your money, be intentional, be mindful. Do the same in every area of your life, including the food and at the supermarket. As a general rule of thumb, I like to just keep to the edges of the supermarket where possible.
We love that.
Because it's cheap and it's probably more healthy.
And that's it. And I guess the only thing to add there is being intentional, but you will always pay for convenience, and food is a necessity. We all need to eat. So it's something that allocate an amount of money or tune into what you're doing and see if you can improve it. So
love it. Where can we find you online?
You can find me, Jess_SpendLove_Dietitian, or my business account is health_performance_collective. Jess Spendlove website, Instagram, Facebooks. It's a unique name. I'm sure you'll find me.
Yeah. And you do a bit of work with the elite sports people. Been a bit quiet for you on that front at the moment?
Yes, it's been a roller coaster the last 6 months. So normally working with about 6 different teams, and some of them have been paused. Some of them are still active, but a lot less, just COVID and the world and all of the things.
What have you learnt coming out of COVID?
As a person? Or
yeah, sure. Let's go there.
I've learned, well, one thing I've reflected, I was very caught up the day-to-day. I was very much on the hamster wheel. I was doing a lot, but I didn't have a chance to kind of stop and pause and be a little bit more strategic and forward-thinking. So I guess I've learned that there's value in space and time and energy, and more isn't necessarily better.
So that's interesting, because a lot of people are an employee and get on this hamster wheel they can't get off. So what I'm hearing you saying, you're self-employed, you're a contractor to these teams and different organisations. You may have created your own hamster wheel just because of the diary entries.
Definitely. And also my business is a result of, I guess, my contracts and my relationships and then trying to kind of be a little bit more strategic and step out and work on the business was just impossible because I was so in the business. So, yeah, it's giving me a chance to kind of step back, look in, have a overview and plan a little bit better.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for joining me on M3X and we'll probably hear from you soon. You're going to do a bit more with the M3 community. So there you go, everyone.
Yeah, stay tuned.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We acknowledge the Darkin Young people, traditional custodians of the land on which our studio sits, and pay respect to their elders, past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may listen to our podcast. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general financial advice only, which does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Because of that, you should consider if the advice is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on the information. If you do choose to buy a financial product, read the product disclosure statement and obtain appropriate financial advice tailored to your needs. Symo Interactive Proprietary Limited, the publisher of the podcast, is an authorised representative of Money Sherpa Proprietary Limited, which holds financial services license 451289.